You're invited to travel the world and discover what it means to live the intercontinental life. With more than 200 properties worldwide, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts welcomes you to iconic properties in global destinations including New York, London, and Shanghai. Discover more about these cities and the tales they inspire with Stories of the Intercontinental Life, a collection of stories that will excite your curiosity and offer new perspectives on the world. Hear more at intercontinental.com/life.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. How easy is it to live on $50,000 a year? The Journal asked 5 recent graduates not living with their parents if and how they get by. We'll have details in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. So who's to blame for the nation's $1.6 trillion student loan debt crisis? Well, that depends on who you ask. A survey from creditreport.com shows that 40% of people age 18 to 44 blame the government, while 27% say fault lies with students. Just 5% blame students' parents. Now, people over age 45 are asked the same question. A third blame students and about a quarter blame the government. Both groups agree that free public college and lower interest rates are viable solutions. Seniors over 65, however, were a little more direct. Nearly a quarter of them said the debt crisis could be solved if students worked harder. And all the talk of trade battles and a global economic slowdown did not deter Americans from buying cars, sales of which rose 1.8% in August. The Commerce Department says the consumers were also in a buying mood when it came to spending online, as well as buying things like building materials and sporting goods. But they pulled back on food, dining out, and spending at furniture and department stores.
You're invited to travel the world and discover what it means to live the intercontinental life. With more than 200 properties worldwide, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts welcomes you to iconic properties in global destinations including New York, London, and Shanghai. Discover more about these cities and the tales they inspire with Stories of the Intercontinental Life, a collection of stories that will excite your curiosity and offer new perspectives on the world. Hear more at intercontinental.com/life.
Could you live on $50,000 a year? The Korn Ferry Recruiting Company says that recent graduates in entry-level jobs will make an average of $51,347 in 2019. Is that enough to live on? Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Francesca Fontana. She spoke with recent grads in 5 U.S. cities to find out, and she joins us here in our studio. So, Francesca, just to start, $50,000 sounds like a decent starting salary, but that's before taxes, right?
Yes, it is. And the millennials that we talked to, their salaries ranged from 45 to around 55. That was sort of the net we cast because we understand not everyone's going to make exactly that 50,000.
And you take about 30% out of that, I would imagine, for taxes during the year.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, they have health care costs and things like that that might come out. Quite a few of them are contributing to their 401k. So they were pretty honest with me about how tight things were after all of those things were taken out.
You know, after expenses and leisure time, a few of them don't have much left over, but saving is pretty significant to them.
Yeah, I think that's something that people were surprised by. You know, there's this sort of stereotype that millennials and Gen Z might not know how to manage their money, but it seems like despite the fact that things might be tight, they found ways to save, which was really interesting to see. You know, one woman said that she will split a checked bag with a friend if they're going on vacation, if they're going on a girls' trip.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and, you know, find the cheapest flight and then another.
And that way you don't overpack.
Right, exactly. It's useful in a lot of ways. And another guy in Oklahoma City, he hunts, so he actually hasn't bought red meat in months. And so he's saving money that way. So it's interesting to see all of these different ways that they're finding ways to save on the salary.
You go out and catch your dinner for the
yeah.
night. You spoke with people in 5 U.S. cities, Houston, Minneapolis, Oklahoma City, Charlotte, and Tucson. And how far $50,000 goes really does come down to where you live.
Absolutely. There were a lot of variables, like, you know, some folks were living closer to the city and living alone, and others were sharing an apartment with a fiance or with roommates. Transportation was also an interesting one. I talked to a girl in Houston who spends a pretty significant amount of her paycheck each week on driving because she has to drive everywhere from home to work. Nothing's close enough for public transportation. So she ends up filling her tank a little more than once a week. And she says that eats up quite a bit of her budget.
Yeah, I noticed that. Houston, probably the largest of those mid-sized cities. I noticed that Natalie in Minneapolis is the only one of those five who actually can take a bus to get around. But a lot of them, they did list fairly hefty expenses associated with their car.
Definitely. Oklahoma City was another one where I spoke to a guy named David, and he said that there's a lot of rural areas. You don't have to look far to find, you know, rural areas in Oklahoma. So a lot of his time is spent driving too, but he says he can drive a little faster.
You know, millennials and people in Generation Z sometimes get a bad rap for not being smart about money. But for the most part, this group seems to understand the need to live within their means.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, they're facing a very different landscape than other generations. They often have higher student loan debt, housing's eating up a larger chunk of their paycheck, and they have lower incomes compared to all of that. But the people I spoke to, they were really honest, and they were saying, you know, they aren't necessarily following the sort of golden rules around savings that they might have inherited from their parents or from adults in their life. But many of them were finding ways to save, whether it's contributing at least a little bit to their 401k or, like I said, hunting instead of buying red meat. They were finding ways to save even a little. And if they weren't finding ways to save, like Leslie in Houston, who's planning a wedding and all of her income left over is going towards that, she was upfront about it. They were all really honest. It was really great to hear them speak very candidly about their situations.
And David, the man you spoke to in Oklahoma City, he works in the investment world. He makes about $45,000 a year. But he is very, very serious about putting money away into a Roth IRA and then into savings accounts. And he and his fiance have really lived a fairly simple life as a result of being serious about saving.
Yeah, that's a big priority for him. He reiterated that to me, and it seems to be a big part of his lifestyle. He told me that, you know, he's a big time saver. He's a homebody. He likes to be home with his fiance and his dog. And that in the years that he and his fiance have been together, they've actually never been on vacation together. Not because they don't want to, but because they look at it and they think, well, what can we do with this money that will last a little longer than, you know, a 3-day trip or something like that? So he was a really interesting person to talk to.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Francesca Fontana here in our studio. Francesca, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.